So I got a spicy chicken sandwich from UDF.
That sounds dangerous.
I've had it before. It's pretty good.
Really?
Their food's good. Like they make it like
there.
Wait, fucking kick them off. I'm
fly ball, center field, he hit it a ton, it's gone! And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Has the football, short drop, lobs one down the sideline for Binns, he's got it! Touchdown! 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 Armand Binns!
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobble and caught.
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch on the ricochet Hail Mary as a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah.
Today is Monday, October 28th, and a different country, same results for our Bengals. It doesn't get any better no matter what country they're in. Now they've lost. Well, this is their first loss overseas. They've tied the other time, so so you could say they're 0-1-1 overseas. So when they're the London Bengals in a couple years, they're starting out with a...
They're a soccer club.
Yeah. I'm going to change their name to the Silly Nannies.
That's offensive in London, I think, Jeff.
Yeah, we don't
use yes N-word.
Yeah. Not since
congrats
to
Andy Dalton, though. First quarterback in history to be 0-8 and 8-0.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say he had another kid or something.
Yeah.
So congrats to Andy on breaking records.
Well, he almost broke the Bengals' all-time touchdowns record today, but that one at the end got called back, so I think he's tied for it still.
He is, yeah.
But he also has, they said, I was listening on the radio, he's got the most 300-yard games in franchise history. I started looking up his career stats. He's got a lot of Bengals records, I feel like, and he's close to other ones.
Been around a while.
Best quarterback in franchise history. Prove me wrong.
Best 14.
One of the things they said, too, on the radio is that this was either the sixth or seventh time that the Bengals started 0-8, which feels like a lot. Like I feel like starting 0-8 isn't that common, but I don't know.
In our 51 years, that's over 10%. Yeah.
The worst start they've ever had is 0-10. And most of the time, I forget what the stat was, but for the majority of the time, they won game 9. So, if you're a betting man, bet on the Bengals over the Ravens in 2 weeks.
I think they said the last time they started 0-8, they finished 4-11. 4-11-1.
Yeah.
So, I think that was the year that they beat the Jaguars when they were 0-8. I think that's what it was. And there was Whitworth got in the fight. The guy was trying to gouge his eyes, and he went nuts. Well, we saw Whitworth today.
Yeah.
He was he played well. I mean, I didn't really notice anything bad about him. I wasn't, like we were talking before we started recording, I believe we
I
all
see
had different
with
levels.
The Whitworth look today.
Yep, shaved head. beard.
Yeah.
About 6'7" today. So,
yep. Nice. Wearing your lifts.
Yep. And I've tripped a couple times walking in and out of doors, but definitely got the Whitworth look on. But, and a lot of people point to his departure as the downfall of this franchise. And I mean, I believe that a lot of him leaving is, and most teams can overcome that by free agency and, doing little things like drafting better. But that's not the Bengals' way. So,
no.
So him leaving is set the our 75-year-old left tackle leaving It set the organization back another decade.
And I hate being this pessimistic, but I feel like this is like the third of a way through like a 10-year skid where we're just going to be really bad. This is it feels like the 90s all over again.
Right. Oh, they're definitely at least 3 or 4 years out, I think.
If I'm
being a little optimistic, they're not going to be good for at least the next couple years.
No. But.
So.
Can I check out for a couple years?
But hey, AJ Green might be coming back in a couple weeks if he's not on another team.
He's not going to be on another team. They are not going to trade him, which is stupid because I feel like at this point you just got to try and get something out of him if he's going to be a free agent.
I feel like they were trolling us today with Eifert because he played decent. And
for a second, he jogged off the field like he was injured. And I was like, great, here we go again.
Right. And we're talking about possibly getting a third round pick for him, but the Bengals basically kaputted that, but then used him a lot today. So it was like they were messing with us a little bit.
The Bengals are asking for a third for him. I think they're saying that's the only one that the Bengals have even entertained the thought of trading.
Gotcha.
And they're asking for a third, which I think a lot of teams are thinking is probably a bit high for Eifert, given his track record with his injuries.
Yep. And his contract. I mean, he's just a rental for the rest of the year.
And that's, we talked right before we started recording as well. There's a story that just came out, if anyone's an Athletic subscriber. Paul Daner Jr., Ohio Bobcat, he has a quote in his article saying that the Bengals don't believe their job is to make other organizations better. So that's essentially saying they're not willing to trade any good players away because they don't want to make another organization better than they currently are, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, especially when you're in a lost season. You're not going to get anything for Eifert if he'd signed somewhere else next year, which I know the Colts are, they're okay at tight end, but I mean, he's a Notre Dame guy. He's an Indiana guy. I could see him going to maybe the Bears, or I could see him maybe going to the Colts to finish his career. Kind of have his, you know, maybe last shot at the championship. Well, he won't get that with the Bears most likely. Yeah. Especially with Trubisky's situation going on. But with the Colts, I mean, who knew the Colts? A lot of people saw this coming with Jacoby Brissett, but, I mean, to lose your future Hall of Fame quarterback, he might not be a future Hall of Famer now, your future Hall of Fame potential quarterback to retire a week before the season, to be in the situation they're in right now with Jacoby Brissett, I mean, who knows, maybe Eifert ends up there. I don't know. It's all speculation. But the fact of the matter is you're not going to get Eifert to come back here to this shit show for another couple years. He's not going to waste the rest of his however many years he has left on a Bengals organization that doesn't know what the hell they're trying to do.
And so, back to like your original statement where you said it, the Bengals don't feel like it's their job to make other teams better. Like, how can you expect to run a successful franchise if you aren't using one of the three ways to get players? Yeah. There's free agency, there's a draft, and then there's trades. And if you're cutting off one of those three toes.
At two.
Free agency. Yeah, too. Right. You're cutting off two. You know, one, because they are cheap in free agency. And two, no one's going to want to fucking come here if this is the way they're doing things. So, I mean, unless you just knock out of the park year after year in the draft, you're going to be what the Bengals are right now. And that's what they're going to be for a long time. It's
hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's just like they act like players don't have a shelf life, but that's just not the case. Like AJ Green's don't come along every day, but AJ Green still gets old. Like, and why not get what you can for him? You know, when people know that he's got some time left, you know, versus what the Bengals will probably do, is just let him go somewhere else. Or, you know, if they do trade him, they'll trade him when he's 2 years past his prime, when nobody wants to go.
It works the other way, too, where you know, Whitworth did have a shelf life, but they chose wrong. Like, they went the wrong way on it. They said that, you know, he wasn't worth it at his age, and he clearly was. Their ability to evaluate talent is trash.
And it's, and a lot of that, like, goes back to the way they do things. They have two scouts. Like, they don't, like you guys were saying, they don't do anything in free agency. Like, they don't scout talent. Yep. Every other team in the NFL, besides the one team we draw a comparison to, Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins, evaluate talent. And that's why, because I think the Redskins are in the same position, and I hate being compared to Dan Snyder, but we're the same. Like, they just don't care.
Yep.
Like,
well, and this might be too obscure for a lot of people, but Whitty and I suffered through probably the worst stretch of Blue Jackets hockey when we were season ticket holders. Mm-hmm. And the McConnells were always accused of the same things as the Blue Jack or the Brown family is they had non-football or they had non-hockey guys and just family members and business associates running the organization. It was almost like a pet project. Like, hey, we've been really successful with Worthington Steel or whatever it was, Worthington Industries. Let's apply the way we got successful in the business world and do it with the sports franchise.
Yeah.
Now, the Browns, they inherited this from their dad, who was a legend. But, like, there's the same way. It's like, hey, you're my friend. You're a family guy. My dad trusted your dad, so obviously, like, you can work here. Like, it's a bunch of people that are just not good football minds making all of these decisions. And it's never going to end. And that's the thing is everyone keeps always saying, like, oh, well, Katie and Troy – will take over. They've basically been ready to take over this whole time. Well, she's got Mike Brown's blood. Like, they've had the opportunity. They do a lot of the contract stuff. It's just, it's not going to end.
Yeah. So you're saying we need to bring in John Davidson.
Right. JD, and maybe we can find some sort of Finnish GM that can somehow do American football.
Yeah, bring in Billy Bean.
I think Yarmo can do double duty.
He could. I mean, yeah, the seasons don't overlap too terribly much. I mean, a couple months, but I mean, Yarmo looks like a bad guy in a diehard movie or something.
I was going to say Lethal Weapon, but.
Or Lethal Weapon.
That's because I've never seen Die Hard before.
But
Alan Rickman is the bad guy.
So he would look good, and he'd look good in NFL's GM suite, but.
We've never seen Die Hard.
We've talked about the chef.
I've never seen it either.
My favorite Christmas movie.
I've seen parts of it.
God damn it.
Did I ever say that?
No, that's a debate that Golic and Greeny used to have.
That's a debate.
That's what you're doing. That's a good Greenberg.
Thanks, man.
But Jeff, this goes back to a conversation we had pre-recording that not everything is about you.
I know.
It doesn't feel like you know, though.
But it was. It was a weird game. The offense played really good in the first half. Defense sucked. Defense had some stands in the second half. Offense sucked. Like, the defense made three really good, like, nice stands. And then the offense came out and, like, four and out.
The thing that cracked me up
Three and out. Like,
they were talking to, I forget what the sideline reporter was afterwards. She was kind of summarizing what she talked to both coaches about. And she's like, yeah, talking to Zach Taylor, you know, he says the offense did well, blah, blah, blah. He's like, they got a really good game plan right now for Cooper Kupp. The defense just needs to, like, settle down. And I think that next drive, Cooper Kupp had, like, another, like, 50-yard catch.
Well, he said they need to eliminate the middle of the field.
Great fucking plan.
Yeah.
It was like, it was what you were talking about. They were like, need to eliminate the middle of the field. And then, like, the next play, Cooper Kupp caught a 25-yard reception.
He at one point he was out earning the Bengals in total yards.
Yeah,
I mean McCray was playing him fucking 20 yards off the ball. I don't know what.
Dude, and Webb on one.
Oh, that was so bad.
They're trying to play zone and they don't have the secondary for it. And I don't know how Lou Amarillo still has a job, like.
As quick as
they fired, what's his face last year? Like, I don't know how, because they're just as bad. Like, they're playing the exact same defense they were playing when what's his face got fired. They're playing zone.
Maybe it's because
they have cover corners.
Yeah, You can change the D coordinator all you want, but if you don't do anything to change the personnel, you can't change the defense.
Yeah.
And they started the season with two fucking linebackers. Like, what were... It's just so frustrating and so infuriating. Like, oh, like I keep saying, I'm not going to
care. Does Mike Brown think we're idiots?
Yeah, he does, because everyone keeps spending their fucking money and everybody keeps going to the games. Even the fact that there's 42,000 people that paid for seats last week, there weren't 42,000 people there. Uh-huh. But the fact, and as long as revenue sharing is in existence, Mike Brown doesn't give a shit. Like, he cashes it probably, he's probably figured the sweet spot that it's cheaper. He doesn't have to staff the stadium as much, even though he's probably not paying for it. It's probably Hamilton County paying for it. But, like, he less game day staff, less, you know, operating costs if there's fewer people there. I won't be shocked if they just tarp off the upper deck next year. Like, if it means that if fewer people in
like
the stadium.
Like U.S. Bank does sometimes.
Yeah, like a fucking Cyclones game.
Days.
If it's cheaper for them just to cash their revenue sharing check and find that sweet spot of like 28,000 fans in the stadium, Mike Brown's going to do it. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's never cared about winning. Like, Arthur Blank today had a quote. He's basically like, we've got the bye week to try to figure this out. We owe it to the fans to figure this out. We got to just dig deep. And I forget exactly how he said it, but it was like, we've got to find the answers to make it right. And like, you'll never hear Mike Brown say a word. And I don't want him to, he doesn't have to come out and publicly, like, you know, stand up in front of everybody and say, hey, I'm going to do things better. I'm going to, you know, figure this out. We're going to get the right people in place to fix this mess. But do something. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just keep running everybody out there with the same shit. Like, it's just, it's so
mad. You can cuss on the podcast. You don't have to call him Arthur Blank.
Well, I think, never mind. I don't want to say the wrong thing about him because I think he said some things that I believe.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. Things that a Southern businessman might be known to say.
Oh, that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember if it was him or not, so.
It's just crazy to see the teams that aren't even really tanking, like, actually doing something, too. Like, Atlanta's just bad, but they're starting to trade pieces, and every team that's losing is trying to do something besides the Bengals.
Trying to get the number one draft pick, man.
And then we're going to fuck that up, too. We'll end up taking some scrub.
It won't be a scrub. It'll just be a really good player at a position that doesn't provide.
It's going to be Chase Young.
I found the quote.
Witt's not upset about that.
I'm not either, but like, it's not going to help him.
He was a monster against Wisconsin. He's been a monster all season, but man, I didn't get to watch much of the Wisconsin game on Saturday. I took a nice little nap.
It was good.
I don't see Joe Burrow's cocky ass wanting to come to the Bengals. I'm going to be honest.
Bocce Burrows.
That's what they said about Eli in San Diego.
I could see him being
we can get Philip Rivers out of that.
That's going to be an Eli Manning. That's going to be an Eli Manning situation where he's going to ask to be, like, trade it back or something.
Daddy doesn't want me to go there.
Get me back to college, Daddy.
I don't think Jimmy Burrow has the pull that Archie has, Jeff.
Yeah. I just hope it's not fucking Tua, because I cannot pull for a left-handed quarterback. It was hard enough with Jeff Blake, but I just, it's...
Boomer, man.
Was Boomer a lefty?
Yeah, Blake was right-handed.
You would paint yourself in the corner.
Man. I forget I said that. Then.
Maybe you were watching a bootleg version of the games, and everything was the mirrored image to the copyright scanners.
I'm just used to watching in the mirror.
You couldn't figure it out with Blake because he was number 8. So you were like, you know, if he was any other number, you would have caught on. Other than 11.
Maybe.
And 1.
And
20. Nope.
Hey, only one quarter. Or 22. Not even... No, you would know if it was a backwards 5.
You're right. Wow.
I started to say 22, but would that look like 55 in the mirror?
When I tried to write backwards on Skype the one day.
Yep.
You still haven't eaten those donuts behind you. Speaking of eating donuts, I found the quote from Arthur Blank, and it's not that problematic, so we can play. I can say it if you want. It was when Vic was going to prison. And he said, talking about him coming back to the team after he got done with prison, and he said, if he doesn't watch himself and eats a lot of fried chicken and fries in prison and comes out at 215, he's not going to be the same athlete he was. A lot of people took the fried chicken and fries as a insensitive comment. Which
Do they get fried chicken and fries in prison?
I don't know what the commissary has, depending on where you're
at. Sign me up.
Anyway. 2007, he said that. He would have probably been, like, he'd be lynched, like, if he said that nowadays.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah. But we will, I don't know.
Let's move on before I say something inappropriate.
Oh, my goodness. Paging Deadspin. But yeah, so I don't know. I really have no, like, every week I say I'm not going to care, and then I don't care during the game, but it's like the post-game reaction to everything that just gets me so pissed off.
I was more mad about the stuff that was being said outside of the game today than I was the actual game. About them not wanting to trade, or teams saying, we try to call the Bengals, but it's so frustrating. Like, I was more mad about that stuff than I could give two shits about the game. Like, I knew they weren't going to win. Like,
yeah, well, and the season's already over. Like, it at this point, the games really don't matter.
Every time Zach Taylor does a presser and says, we're so close, we're going to figure, like, none of that shit bothers me, because, like you just said, the season's over. Like, they're not going to do anything. At this point, a win is eliminating their number one pick. So, like, fuck it. But it's the outside stuff.
This goes back to what we talked about last week, where Witt was asking if it was hard for you guys to root for a loss.
I'm done now. Like they're bad.
They were bad last week.
But I've had a whole week to accept it. So fuck it. We'll go 0-16.
I don't think we will.
I think they'll win one.
Yeah. I mean, we've looked. They will eventually put an entire game together. Like today, you said, you know, one half.
Each
side of the ball played well. Yeah.
If they had a big player, they'll put a whole game together at some point. It would have been interesting today. They just didn't get that big play they needed.
Right.
Like when five people on the defense touch one ball that was bobbled.
I think they beat the Raiders probably. I don't know why. The Raiders are not bad, but that just seems like a game that the Bengals could win.
Yeah.
I still think the Dolphins is
the Jets.
I still can't root for a loss, but the one game I might root for a loss is in that Dolphins game, because that's who they're competing
for.
Just for
the tiebreaker, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're gonna win enough to where they're picking at like four or five, and
yeah,
you're still gonna get a great player then. But it's not gonna, you know, you most likely the top two or three quarterbacks are gonna be gone.
I think they'll either beat the Raiders or the Jets, not both.
The Patriots.
And
they'll
I think they beat some random
team.
I think they beat the Browns at home.
It'll be somebody that you're like, no fucking way.
They played the Browns at home the last game of the season. Maybe they'll beat them on the road. They're going to beat the Browns one of the games, one of the times, I feel like, just because at that point they got the Browns late enough in the season where they're going to be in full-on meltdown mode.
What if they beat the Browns twice, and those are the only two wins, and they end up ahead of the Browns in the standings because the Browns go 2-14 as well?
I'd be so amazing. Pissed. No, I'd be pissed.
It'd be funny, but yeah. It'd be funny
because then the Browns would be able to get a quarterback because... Yeah. Obviously, I mean, Baker's garbage. Yeah, they got
future Hall of Famer.
Did you not realize that he was? I hate that. I like his commercials.
Dude, I was just gonna say I fucking hate those Progressive commercials.
Really? I think they're funny.
I just think, like, when he goes to get the drink for his girlfriend or fiance that or whatever, and he walks like all the way across the field. It's like, you know, there's a concession stand closer.
Yeah,
than that
one's annoying. The one I really like is when he's got the when he's at the circuit breaker and he's like flipping them on, trying to. Mm-hmm. To get that to work, and then when he's telling everybody goodbye, like the place is just trash, and he's trying to clean up. But
yeah, that one is okay. That one's funny. Picks up like a sock.
Yeah,
like the animals.
Yeah, but yeah, he's
I don't know.
He's such
the primetime commercials he has just get funnier and funnier. The worse that they do.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love going back and seeing all these people retweeting like things that people were saying about the Browns or It'd be fun to do a deep dive on all the people that you see right now calling for Freddie and Baker's lives, their jobs, and like going back to see what they were saying, you know, preseason. Like, I don't know. Like, it's funny because it's the Browns and you're just natural hatred for a division rival of how bad they are, but they've always been bad. And I never truly believed they were going to be good. I didn't think they were going to be this bad. Right. I didn't think they were going to be good.
I thought they were going to be good, actually, at the beginning of the season. I really did. I bought into what the media was saying about them. And I'm not going to apologize to Jeff because I did say some things.
I mean, I thought they would slightly improve, but I didn't think they were going to be Super Bowl bound.
And like they still might end up being a, you know, 8-8 team or a 7-9
team. They could still win a division. Our division's terrible.
Yeah, but it's pretty unlikely at this point. The Steelers are probably going to be the ones that sneak into the division somehow.
Like, I got tickets to that game. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to try and break the record for.
You're part of the problem. Hot dogs, Jeff. You're part of the problem.
That's what I was going to say.
Pay for them.
No,
it was a gift.
Someone paid for them.
Not me.
But they. but
come
they
out of my pocket
with the. Oh, but what I was going to say is, you know, it's fun to see the Browns suffer like this, but it's not really anything out of the ordinary. But the hype was a little bit, like, built up to the point where they've come crashing down quicker than they thought they would. But the Bears is what's given me, like, so much joy because they were so, like, mm-hmm. I've never hated a team that I had no, like, and it's, like, there was people on Twitter and, like, it was people in the media. Like, just talking about, like, this Bears team, like, they're just going to be dominant. Like, Mitch Trubisky is going to do nothing but improve. And you could see last year, Mitch Trubisky wasn't that good of a quarterback. And then everybody was jerking off when Jim McMahon gave him, like, the sunglasses and all that stuff. Like, I tweeted that picture out today. Like, oh, they got their swagger back. They're just like the, you know, they're just like the 85 Bears. They're going to win this whole thing. And they're bad. Like, granted, their kicking game failed them today, but they're not a good team, even when they stalled out in the red zone every single time they got down there.
Tariq Cohen's getting height shamed on the sideline.
That's right. He's so little. And then, yeah, it's just like the demise of the Bears has been funny. I'm trying to think. There was another team I was thinking that was. Who was it? There was someone, maybe it was out west. No.
I don't remember. Good the Niners are.
They're real good.
I didn't expect that. But Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't played great.
No, he hasn't. It's their defense, man.
I looked at one point today. Insane. He had like 175 yards, like one TD and two picks or something like that.
Yep.
So what else is going on, fellas? I got the new Call of Duty game.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts? Me too.
I like it so far. It's I don't think I've played like the last two Call of Duties. I think the last one I had was Advanced Warfare, and I didn't really like that one very much. But I enjoy this one. I still get pissed off because I get killed a lot. But
oh, man. Practice makes perfect.
Yep, I'll just keep plugging away.
I do like the maps.
Yeah, the maps are okay.
It was nice that they kind of went kind of new maps. They usually just revamp them, so I'm sure there will be like a DLC where it's like. Some of the
classics, yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like they usually did a good job from year to year of mixing in new maps. I mean, they would throw in some of the classics. Like, I forget if it was might have been the Black Ops series that had the Nuketown, but you know, you'd always have that one or some variation of that. But for the most part, I think the maps are usually pretty fresh.
Stan's favorite map, Nuketown.
I fucking hated Nuketown. Yeah.
I liked it because it was the only one I could get it kills on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and we go in deathmatch, and I just by chance would run into 15 kills, like, just from spraying and praying across
dropping
the map.
Nades.
Yeah, just chucking.
I do feel like corners. The maps are bigger. I don't know how you feel, Dan, but I feel like the maps are a little bit bigger than usual.
Some of them are. Some of them are
still
pretty
small. A lot of corridors
small.
And, like, hiding spaces on a lot of them, too, so.
It's good they for have, you. They did introduce, like,
I just get blasted while walking through.
I want to say it's, like, 60-on-60. 60 It's like the really big maps that you're trying to like capture areas and stuff. But I haven't played many of that. I've mostly just been doing team deathmatch to get used to the game and unlock stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, man. It's good. I'm officially out on Fortnite. I don't think I'm going to play it anymore. I might even delete it.
I deleted Fortnite a while back. Sad.
I don't miss it. I have a question. Ben, what flavor milkshake are you drinking?
This is strawberry.
Nice. I figured. I knew you were a strawberry milkshake guy. Yep. But
I tried to do mint chocolate chip. They didn't have it in the freezer tonight. Thought about just going plain Jane vanilla, but decided to go strawberry.
Fucking Jeff, you
fucking sociopath shit.
When
vanilla.
I went to
plain
Sam's
vanilla,
club, I get a vanilla. Vanilla,
you have so many choices at UDF. You're gonna get vanilla.
Yeah, I could get cherry cordial, couldn't I?
Yeah, you fucking dipshit.
Oh, that hurt.
I like vanilla.
Yeah, it tastes good, Jeff.
Everybody
went to Sam's Club last week.
You just don't like vanilla. You're the one that says you puke if you smell a vanilla air freshener.
Go chocolate.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh my god, chocolate. Get something with my sociopath.
Jesus.
That's not how I sound.
How do you know?
Jeff.
So how was Sam? How was Sam's day?
Well, first off, I don't like being shamed by Chaps about Sam's Club.
He's not wrong.
He was saying it's for, well, I thought about buying a Costco membership this year also, but I don't know. That doesn't make much sense.
How much money do you have, man? You're getting paid too much by Miller Iron Sports.
Well, I'm not going to go into finances. If you don't like your deal, you can take it up with accounting.
Whose accounting is it? Is Jeff accounting?
Yes. But I got an Icy. Which is what I wanted to bring up, but it was like I hadn't had an Icy in probably a couple years, but I just got a cherry one. And it was good.
Yep.
So normally Icy's have like Coke, you know, they have a cherry and then they have like Coke flavored. This one was Pepsi. How you feel about that?
Jesus Christ.
I've gotten the Mountain Dew one.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's what you get at Costco. They would probably have Coke.
No, Costco is a Pepsi.
Looks like you're a Sam's Club guy now, huh?
Because Sam's Club doesn't.
They got boats at Sam's, I think.
No, they don't.
Well, not the Icy, but like drink wise.
Well, you can buy. Yeah, you can buy any soda you want there.
But at the Costco food area, it's Pepsi fountain, and because I always get the slice and a drink when I go there.
I don't ever go there because I don't eat anywhere that's not 4 stars or better as far as the restaurant rating goes. So.
So you just eat at IKEA?
Yeah.
Costco's foods, they might be a 4-star. I got to check.
I mean, the meatballs.
And the Michelin ratings.
IKEA's got good cinnamon rolls, too. Yeah,
never had their cinnamon rolls. Delicious.
I only eat places that are 4 stars. IKEA's got some damn good cinnamon rolls.
That's right.
Oh, fuck.
But, I don't know.
I feel like we need more food courts in this world.
I get so depressed when I go into a mall now and the food courts are like half, like empty.
Or the just generic shit.
Kenwood Mall in Cincinnati has a decent food court still. I actually saw the guy that... I don't know. I'm not sure now that I'm thinking about it. No, I wasn't a dickhead response. I'm just thinking I don't know if they do. Yeah, they do, I think. But the guy that runs the Chinese restaurant at the food court in Kenwood, I saw him at the casino 2 weeks ago. Give him a little nod. He had no idea who I was. I've only gone there like 3 times.
I was going to say, it's probably better that he didn't know. I feel like if he knew, that'd be a little bit sad.
It probably wasn't even him.
So that's interesting.
Got that?
Nope.
But... just throwing out random head nods now, but he I don't know, food court, it's another thing that sucks about food courts is they always have Gold Star, they never have Skyline.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
What's the deal with food courts? Jeff, favorite food court meal, go.
Smart, dude. get a slice. Sometimes you get a little Stromboli too, maybe. It's good stuff.
Wow.
What were you going to say?
Steak.
Shut the fuck up. Steak?
Great steak.
Great steak.
That's a good one.
I know.
Sometimes there's Euro places, the little Greek places. You remember the one in Forest Fair Mall back in the day? Nope. Well, it was Cincinnati Mills, but there used to be a... That was good. Some Greek fries.
Who's got... Jeff, are you sliding in your leather chair right now?
No.
Are you rubbing your microphone against something?
No.
Jeff, have you ever done a fucking podcast before?
No.
You Brennan Dassey?
Yeah.
You watch WrestleMania?
No. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did he kill her? All right,
Dan, go.
Your favorite food court, Dan?
Favorite food court? Oh, Gold Star.
You fucking... Oh, my God.
What? I'm gonna go Auntie M's, get a cinnamon pretzel.
Nice.
You look like a cinnamon pretzel guy.
Thank you.
Meant that as a compliment.
Okay, yeah. Good.
How do you know he's the cinnamon pretzel guy?
Look at him.
I mean, don't they all kind of look alike?
Still got some crumbs.
Hey, your gray tea's coming back.
Yep.
Looking good.
Thanks. This is a week's worth of growth.
It's nice. Grow tea season.
Ooh.
It's low tea season for me.
That's every season. Yeah. There's a reason why there's no tea in the word season. I don't
know. There's a silent sense.
Yeah. Seasoned. What's your favorite season? Oh, Jesus.
Ass eaten.
Oh my God, that took a left turn.
Wait, go.
I don't know, man. To me, it was always dependent on what they had, but it's usually just your whatever the typical burger joint was. I feel like usually it's Burger King in a food court, but
R.I.P.
Yeah. I know, ours burned down.
That's amazing.
Like, man. All the way down.
Like the inside is
completely inside. Gutted.
Really.
The ice machine caught on fire, if you're a fan of irony.
Was everyone okay?
I assume so. I don't know. That's all I know is the best part was there was a lady in our small town. It's weird. It's a small town, but it's kind of grown. It's weird.
City?
The city. Yeah, but there's a Facebook page like for the community members. And someone was asking if they were going to be able to get into Arby's at 4:30.
So I saw you texted a picture of that to us. And I showed it to my wife. And like, I'm like, look at this. This is like, you know, like, hey, this is pathetic, this person. She's like, well, maybe they work there.
And
I'm like,
that's what I figured.
Why aren't you as petty as we are? Like, this
that's, yeah.
Is it not normal to be that much of a...
But then I was like, well, what kind of shift starts at 4:30?
No, she had to get there early. True. It's a 5 dinner rush. Yeah.
The ice machine.
I don't know. Man, I think we just have problems. we look for the worst in everybody, but
check out this guy asking if the dialysis center's open.
I think I'll be able to get my insulin.
Yeah. This guy wants good kidney function. What an asshole. But yeah,
those places are always next to a bunch of fucking restaurants. You ever notice that?
Just in strip malls.
One of our hometowns next to Firehouse Subs, a Pizza Hut, and a fucking Skyline right across the parking lot.
You go into any populated area, most businesses are around a lot of restaurants. That's just how business districts work. I mean, they're not going to put it in the middle of a fucking neighborhood, Jeff.
You ever notice how all these restaurants are on roads?
No, so fucking weird, right?
Roots.
Oh, Jeff. Anyway, we've got any other, you know, blue collar people we want to piss off, or people with kidney issues, or people that own ethnic restaurants and food courts.
I think we can piss off Big Oil somehow.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Let's go solar and gas or electric powered cars and
get myself a Tesla. I'm going to start recycling too.
That's a little bit too far.
The pioneer of Kentucky recycling, Dan. if I recycle this, what am I going to spit into?
We've done it.
I feel like in Kentucky they just spit on the floor. I mean, it's dirt.
They also don't like their trash integrated.
Yeah.
Why am I sucking into the whites and blacks all this time? We don't recycle, and he's like, "Why have I been separating?" The colors, or it says like whites and colors, or something like that.
Oh god! Oh, Michael Scott. R.I.P.
He was in Ohio this week.
Michael Scott Steve or Carell? Steve Carell?
Steve Carell. He went to was it Denison? He went to some school that's like right outside of Columbus, and he was there for some like 40th anniversary thing. I saw it on the internet. He was there for like the, I forget what they call it, like an improv class thing or something. So, yeah.
He's got a gun.
which that was one of the first things I ever saw him in, I think. That was in his improv class.
Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's funny. But, oh well. They want to get any parting words of wisdom before we head out?
All right.
Yeah, bless you.
Thank you. Maybe.
Bengals don't play next weekend, so Ooh-hoo. We can't be that miserable on the podcast. Right. Assuming we actually go 3 weeks in a row. I don't know. That's going to ask a lot out of us at this point, but.
Happy Halloween.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have some more food court discussion.
Halloween.
Fuck Halloween.
I guess you don't want to take your kid out to get candy?
No, like Halloween. It's not going to be as fun. Well, it'll be fun, but it's not going to be as rewarding this year because she's more interested in the candy and probably recognizes more of what's there and what's not. So it's not as easy just to, you know, pick it off, because last year I think I ate most of the candy, but I guess I got the baby that I can do that to.
Yeah.
Please give my 11-month-old some Reese's Cups.
I don't know, man. Look into his eyes. He knows what's going on. He's just sitting there like, yeah.
I've just seen balls that. His fist and stares at me like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Just wait. I'm going to shit my pants so hard.
I'm going to destroy my diaper tonight because of that.
Wait until I curb stomp your junk.
Ooh. Jesus. All right. We got through another episode, guys.
Woo!
Good job. I'd like to give a big old FU to the New York Giants. If we're here to... No, just one last. My parting words of wisdom: go fuck yourself. And
what do the Giants ever do to you?
They're the only team in my big parlay that screwed me.
What was the plus on that?
I want to say it was like 38 something, like 38-40 something. So
nice.
Like I only did $20 on it, and it cashed out at like $7.93 or something like that.
Nice.
So it was higher odds. The odds kept changing as I was driving there, and I wasn't even going to do it this week. And then my wife was like, "Are you going to go to Hollywood?" I'm like, "Ah, might as well." And so I ran there real quick, and I. But a bunch of money started going towards the Eagles. On my drive there, they started out plus 120. They dropped to plus 105 while I was on my way there. So that changed the odds pretty drastically. like a $100 swing in my payout. But it's all for naught because the Giants couldn't win. So
sad. I think they were talking about a little bit on the radio today that the Bengals were like 13-point underdog, because they lost by 14, correct?
Some people had them at 12. Some people had them at 14.
Okay, but either way, if that last touchdown would have counted, people, it would have changed it. Yeah. So.
Yep, I know there was a lot of like probably puckered buttholes in Vegas when that whole thing was going on. So.
Yep.
But oh well, you win some, you lose them all. You win none, you lose them all. But oh well, I guess maybe we'll think of something to talk about next week. We can always complain about the Bengals, but we just won't have recent material about a game to complain about. But
maybe someone will get traded this week.
We can complain about the trade, the returns that other teams got for similar players.
There we go.
That's what we do. We each come up with our top five Mike Brown moments.
There we go.
One of mine's in the future.
When he sells the team, right?
See you guys next week.
See ya.
See ya.